Fareed Zakaria does a program on CNN called The Global Public Square, and we, you know, unabashedly stole this from him. And it has to do with the conversation we'd had with Fareed now for a couple of years about, you know, will you come back? And I don't know if you were here, but the last time he was here, he talked about Pakistan, and I was mesmerized. I mean, without a note, he spoke for something like 50 minutes, and the kind of precision of his language and the clarity of his expression and his awareness of how complicated and nuanced that crazy situation is was truly brilliant. So I just want him back. And so we looked at this as a week in which we would consider the global public square, and he acknowledged that he'd be delighted to kick that off and give us a keynote on Monday. But boy, the way that's come together has been so satisfying to me. I love Annie Griffiths. Annie's a photographer. She's with, again, National Geographic, but she's done work for now several years and devoted herself to this work of identifying women in developing countries and their condition. And she uses her work both to exemplify their condition, but also to point out how if changes can be made, even incremental changes in the context of their lives, the ripple effect of those changes is enormous. And she makes a huge case for that. And this particular morning will visually and in terms of a piece of storytelling, and particularly looking at women, will bring forth cultures, I think, in a way that that people are going to be really impressed by. And Michael Morell, who's former deputy director of the CIA, you may have seen a piece. He was on 60 Minutes this last year and did a remarkable section there about his perspective about the status of our security worldwide. He's candid and incredibly well-informed. He had a dignified and important career within the CIA, and I'm really delighted that
when you mentioned he's candid, I was wondering how much, when you're a former representative of the CIA, I'm sure you have a lifelong security arrangement where you can't talk about some things.
Well, I'm certain that there are particulars and details that he would remain reticent to talk about. But the occasions that I've seen him, and the reason that we went out and went after him, is that he was very candid and not just in a provocative way. And, you know, he kept saying, you've got to understand. And then he'd go into these sort of long, complex evolutions of relationships and power struggles and who gets what out of what kind of thing, and where are we, where is our perception strong and where is it weak, and who benefits from, you know, these things being moved around. And his insight into all of this is really strong. And I suspect that Q&A there is going to be a very interesting Q&A. The CIA has been under examination of late, and it should be. And, you know, so I expect that there'll be a vigorous Q&A on that. And then we go to Deborah Brodigam, who is an expert on China-Africa out of Johns Hopkins. And China-Africa is a place of the global considerations that we really need to look at. I was stunned to realize this spring when I was looking into this topic that the number of people moving to urban areas is higher in Africa than it is in China. I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years, but that's what's going on. Yeah. Some of that due to safety issues. And then we finish with Robin Wright. And Robin has been here before. She's one of our favorite journalists to bring in. She's has enormous expertise in the Middle East. She did the last time she was here, she'd just come out with a book about young people in Egypt, interestingly enough. And we're delighted to have her back. She'll be giving the Chautauqua lecture, which, you know, we honor one lecturer a year with that, because we're certain of the longevity of the message and the quality of the rhetoric. And so we're really happy to honor Robin in that way.